We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Donkey of the Day.
Made it.
Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm not trying to be Donkey of the Day no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and Woo. It really caught me off guard.
Wow. Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Wow. Well, Jess Hilarious, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, October 17th goes to police officers in Nebraska. I think it's the Sarpy County Sheriff's Office. Today is the 17th, right? Yes, it is. An unjust arrest happened. You know, unjust arrests happen all the time in this country. I have no problem with law enforcement locking up individuals who actually commit crimes, and everybody is innocent until proven guilty, in theory. But this arrest is simply not right, man. There's a 41-year-old man named Ryan Smith who was arrested for burglary, criminal trespassing, and tampering with physical evidence. Serious charges. Okay, nothing to play with at all, but I don't think he should have had the charges in the first place. See, Ryan works at a funeral home named Mid-America First Call, and that company removes, transports, embalms, and cremates bodies. He's responsible for transporting dead bodies to and fro, back and forth. And last week, he decided to have sex with a sex doll. I know what y'all thought I was going to say. You thought I was going to say he was giving a stiffy to a stiff. You thought I was going to say he out here cutting corpse coochie, giving that D to the dead. No, he wasn't doing that. What had happened was he was having sex with a life-size sex doll that belonged to a dead man that he was transporting. Now, according to WOWT Nebraska, Ryan and a colleague went to go collect the body of a dead man who died a natural death. That man owned a life-size sex doll that caught the eye of Ryan. Like, Ryan walked in the house, he's going to get the dead body, but he saw the sex doll and he's like, ooh. Now, Ryan must have been thinking about this life-size sex doll all day long, because he allegedly called the property manager of the apartment complex and claimed the Sarpy County Sheriff's Office was sending him back to the unit to collect the sex doll so it could be swabbed for a biopsy, which the property manager found bizarre. So, of course, he denied him the request. Well, that didn't stop Ryan. Oh, that didn't stop old Ryan. Ryan went back to help himself. He went back into the dead man's apartment. Now, I have a question. Is it trespassing if the person's dead? See, everybody in this room thinking about this.
Yes, it is.
Huh?
Is it trespassing if the person lived by himself and he's dead?
And he got no family?
And you know he's dead.
And he's
no longer
family?
There. Is that trespassing?
And he ain't got no family.
Think about this for a second.
No. Well, yes, if he has family.
There's no family. It was just him.
Then no. Because there's nobody to file charges.
That's all I'm saying.
Right? So it's not trespassing.
That's all I'm saying. So Ryan went back to this apartment because he knew that the tenant was no longer with us. All right? So I just want y'all to think about this. Is it trespassing if the person is dead? You think so, Monty?
So who is he trespassing against? Because he ain't got no family,
that's
no
what
kids.
I'm saying.
You know
what I'm
saying? There's nobody there, but it's still not his
Whose
place
is it?
To
Who's this?
Not his.
That's all I'm saying. I know for a fact the person ain't dead because I put him in a little freezer early.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Continue the story. This is getting good.
Now, Ryan got busted by the property manager because the property manager heard noises coming, coming from inside the apartment.
Not noises.
This is what noises coming from the apartment. We got surveillance everywhere. Breakfast Club can get all kind of audio and video.
He going hard, too.
Now, the apartment was deadbolted and locked with a chain, you know, but then Ryan walked out with his clothing disheveled, you know, buckling up his pants, and he warned the manager he would return with a warrant for the dog.
No.
Yes.
He fell in love.
That's what I'm saying. How good is this rubber poom poom? Ryan went in there. He hit, probably didn't even wash it out either. That dead man been skeeting in that plastic doll for who knows how long. And Ryan just went back to the house and ran up in the rubber raw. And it was so good that when he got caught by the property manager, he told the property manager, I'm coming back with a warrant to get that. All right? I will not be denied. God damn. Now the property manager called the police because he thought Ryan would come back, break in, and steal property. Investigators arrived and noticed that several items inside the unit had been moved since the death investigation earlier that day. And now officers are planning to request DNA samples from the doll. Mm. And Ryan was fired from his job at the funeral home. You know what? Mm. I'm calling an audible. I gotta call an audible on this one. The police did their job. All right, round of applause to the police, okay? All right. I didn't read this whole story. Ryan is getting donkier today because Ryan, you could have just took a picture of the dog. Okay. You could have got the model number, the serial number, the brand name, whatever it was. You could have went and bought your own sex doll. You know how sometimes, you know, you look at a woman and you know, that's a once in a lifetime woman. You like, damn, I'll never see a woman like that ever again. This isn't the case.
Well, maybe is it expensive? Are they expensive?
He got a job. He got a job.
Yeah, he got a job.
He got a job. He works at a funeral home. You could have went and bought your own doll. Not only did you lose your job and put plastic over your paper, do you know how nasty it is to be putting your penis junior, into a sex doll that somebody else has already filled with their gentleman's relish? Mm. Oh. Please let Remy Ma give Ryan Smith the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. Mm. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
Nah.
No, what?
But you said when he walked in, you said he looked at the doll, and the doll looked back at him. So you can't buy another doll. That's a connection that they had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you
that's
stupid.
That's what he thought.
If it's one thing we learned this year, you stupid.
Really justifying this. Like,
he's
what?
He's stupid, man.
I'm joking.
That's all right. He's stupid. That's Lil Riri over there. That's what I call him, Lil Riri. That's Lil Riri over. That's my brother Riri, man. Mama don't let me walk him to the playground by himself. I got to hold his hand.
Yeah, I mean, that is a little off, justifying the connection between
us.
Joking!
If I let his hand go, he going to go running the highway and start playing with the cars coming. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's all.
Pray. That's we got to pray. Pray.
That's all. I pray. That's what we pray for. We pray for Lil Riri. Mm-hmm. Make sure you got his helmet on, too. That's my little Riri.
Hold my hand. I got to go to the bathroom.
I'm going to take you. I'm gonna take you. Put your helmet on. I'll take you to the bathroom. I don't want you to hurt yourself on the way to the bathroom.
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm.
No, that's very bizarre. Ryan is wild for that.
Wild boy.
Yeah.
Wild boy.
He definitely could have bought another one.
You want to play a game?
I want to play a game.
Well, tell BET peace and then we play a game.
BET, I'll see y'all later. Peace, BET.
All right, let's play a game of Guess What Race He Is. Ryan Smith, 41 years old, works at a funeral home, was transporting a dead body, but a sex doll caught his eye, so he went back to have sex with the sex doll. Oh, and he's from Nebraska. Manny, guess what race he is!
Oh, my God. I gotta guess what race he is? Mm-hmm. Lord. Okay, I'm gonna just...
I help you.
Spanish.
Spanish. Why Spanish?
I just didn't want to say white. Everybody's thinking.
Wow, Monty. Okay, Monty, you'll see the suspect guys. And know he was white. I see the suspect and I know he's white, but no, he was Spanish. Okay. Jesus Christ.
Ask me.
DJ Envy. Ryan Smith, 41 years old from Nebraska, worked at a funeral home, walked into an apartment to transport a dead body, saw a sex doll that caught his eye, decided to go back and have sex with it. DJ Envy, guess what race he is?
White.
DJ Envy, Manny, one of you is wrong, one of you is absolutely correct, and the correct person is DJ Envy! Ryan Smith is Caucasian!
Oh, wow.
That
he
is,
looks like he would do something like that.
That's January 6th Capitol riot, White. Look at him. Look. Look.
Oh, my goodness.
Look.
All right. I hate this show.
I love it.
I hate this show.
I can see why people hate it, but I love it.
Oh, my goodness. All right. All right, let's get serious now.
Yes, we got a guest coming in.
Yes.
Mark Lamont Hill.
Professor Mark Lamont Hill. That's right.
He's written a book called Except for Palestine.
That's right.
He's absolutely for the liberation of the Palestinians. And we had Jonathan Greenblatt, head of the ADL, here last hour. Mm-hmm. And we'll just continue the discussion.
Continue this conversation.
About,
that's right.
Israel and Gaza and
Palestine.
Yes.
All right. So we'll talk to him when we come back. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.